And we are back. It is after show time, ladies and gentlemen.
So if you guys, where did he go?
Tom had to leave. We kept him for quite a while there, but he was happy to be on the show. We were happy to have him. That was fantastic. So everybody still in the listener chat, you can ask questions to IRC and hang out with the crew here, and you can call in via our Skype line. That is decline to state, one word, so decline to state. If you want to just chat about anything you want, about Tom Woods' interview or your favorite type of sandwich, it doesn't matter. We're open to whatever you want to talk about, so feel free to call in.
Guys, I just bizarro-moded my Liberty Hero.
Wasn't that fun? And then he, like, reverse bizarro-moded us.
Yeah.
Like, no one's ever done that before. That was pretty clever of him.
Indeed.
I wonder if somebody tipped him off.
I don't know.
Could be Bob Murphy. No, I'm just playing.
You never know. I mean, they do kind of hang out, don't they?
Tom, watch out for those guys. They'll put you in bizarro mode.
Yeah. They might say zombie jokes.
We kept that to a minimum this time, but I feel like that was hard for us.
It was tempting. It was tempting indeed.
Hold the fort. I need bourbon for my Coke.
Bourbon. It's been a while since I had bourbon. For people who were... Someone asked what the song was. That's Language by Porter Robinson. Or is it Languages?
It's Language, just singular. Yeah. He also has a song called The State, which is all like Rothbard quotes.
Yeah, it's got...
It's pretty incredible.
It's got Jeff Riggenbach reading Rothbard in it, and it sounds amazing.
That was almost our intro song, but we changed it up. Maybe we'll also do The State at some point.
Yeah, we will. It's just too good of a choice not to at some point.
Yeah, and he's an ANCAP musician, electronica, dubstep. I don't know. He just kind of does that general.
Dubstep. Wub, wub.
Wub, wub, wub.
The State. Wub, 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 wub.
That's pretty much how it goes.
It's simple but effective.
Yeah, and for anyone who's still listening, I should have made this announcement before Tom left, because we have David Friedman coming on the show next week. We'll post up a bunch of stuff announcing that.
If that guy doesn't give the best answer to Bizarro Mode, I'll be shocked, because he's a guy who could really do something good with that.
I enjoyed... I enjoyed Tom's answer, too. I enjoy everybody's answers. But, yeah, David is... He's absolutely fantastic.
He's been at it for a while, too.
He has been at it for a while. How?
Since he was born.
Pretty much. He was born for this. I think Milton Friedman just, like, kept him in a room. Like, his crib is surrounded by Rothbard posters. And just, like, I don't think his dad
would have done that, but...
So
I think he secretly did it.
A little off topic, just to plug Liberty Classroom one more time. I couldn't resist the amazing $25 off deal, and I have to admit I was kind of holding off a little bit to see what next discount will come along. That totally blindsided me. I had no idea that he was going to do that for us, which is absolutely amazing. But I'm looking through it now, and I'm looking at the Western Civilization to 1500, and there are 42 lectures here, which you can all look at individually, or you can download all of them in a single zip file. This is absolutely amazing.
Yeah. That is fantastic.
I'm going to download it onto my phone and listen to them at work all day tomorrow.
Oh, I know. I've got a commute, and this is just going to fill that right up.
I was going to say, this makes a great Christmas gift. Give it to everybody.
Yeah.
Family, friends. Liberals you hate.
Well,
conservatives you hate too.
I try not to hate liberals. In fact, I'm friends with a liberal kind of guy who lives in my girlfriend's neighborhood, and he's a really nice guy, and I think it's important to try to find common ground with people of a liberal persuasion, because I find more often than not, they're really concerned with the plight of the unfortunate by and large. It's just important to help them realize that you can help these people without having to rob and murder other people to do it, which is what the state does. So yeah, it helps to find common ground. I think And I learned a little bit of this when I started studying nonviolent communication a little bit, is a lot of the time people are expressing their needs. And if you can find a way to negotiate based on their needs and help them find a way to satisfy their needs that doesn't involve having to use violence, you can quickly find common ground. It's a beautiful
thing. All right. Sorry to have to interrupt, but you should all know what's going on in our producer chat right now. A little bit of a play on a popular copypasta.
Okay.
What did you just claim about Austrian capital theory, sir? I'll have you know I graduated top of my class at George Mason University, and I've been involved in numerous secret raids on our economics. I have over 300 published papers in the Quarterly Journal of Austrian Economics. I'm trained in economic calculation. I'm the top Austrian price theorist in the entire Mises Institute. Your arguments present nothing to me other than the usual new Keynesian claims regarding idle resources and the profit and loss mechanism. I will refute your assertions in precision, the likes of which the academia has never been seen before on this earth, mark my words. You think you can get away with arguing in a peer-reviewed journal that Say's law is invalid and accelerator multiplier of the consumption function determined levels of unemployment? On the contrary, my friend, you're committing a very deep economic fallacy. As we speak, I'm contacting Peter Klein, Mario Riza, I don't know who that is, and Robert Murphy, and your citation's being copied into my abstract, so you would do well to prepare for a comment. The comment that wipes out most of these claims asserted in your paper as though they were a priori principles, despite your other statements to the effect that they must be confirmed inductively somehow. You're going to be hard-pressed to respond in the next volume. I can publish in any journal, any volume, and I can respond via a great variety of methodological approaches, and that's just with my own arguments. Not only am I extensively trained in the deconstruction of fallacious arguments, but I have access to the entire set of academic databases with economic sciences included as subjects, and I will use them to their full extent to respond to your unfounded presuppositions. If only you could have known what response your otherwise non-controversial paper was about to bring down upon you, perhaps you would have reconsidered publishing it. But you couldn't, you didn't. Now you are facing the consequences of intellectual laziness. I will bombard you with corrections and expositions, and you'll be overwhelmed by them. You may have to reconsider the theoretical underpinnings of your methodology, Professor.
I think we need to use that in every single Reddit comment from now on. Oh my god. That is fantastic.
Oh, that was long before I decided to read it.
Impressive. That reminds me of the I am Murray Rothbard and I hate every single one of you meme that I made forever ago. In honor of the "Hi, my name is John" meme. Yes.
Oh my god.
That one was a doozy.
I forgot about that one.
Yeah. I'm still proud of it. In fact, I recently made a new libertarian variation on a meme, and that is I took the clean all the things meme, and I changed the broom to a shovel, and I put a construction safety jacket and a hard hat on the cartoon character, and I changed it to build all the roads, which is a good libertarian.
Fill all the ditches. Yeah.
Maybe I should put a hammer in the person's hand and have it say break all the windows or something like that.
You know what that copypasta was missing?
What?
Adjusting your posting style.
That's what I was thinking, because the end.
Yeah,
it sounds like it. It's talking about methodology, Professor.
Yeah.
That is really funny, though.
Shout out to Niels if he's listening.
Yeah, really. That would have gone perfectly.
That is really funny. And for those of you who aren't aware of what it is, it's this silly meme that, I don't know. What would you want to search for if you wanted to find it?
Please adjust your posting style.
Not that one.
Oh, the one I was talking about?
No, the thing that Toast just read is based off of.
Oh, but Aniran came up with that. I didn't know that Aniran actually was the author of that. Aniran, is a poster you might recognize from some of the Liberty subreddits.
Yeah.
But the copypasta that's based off of, there's like four or five different major variations on it. It has to do with what, like a retired Navy SEAL?
Right, it's like, eagles. What did you say about me, you little bitch? I'll have you know that I'm a Navy SEAL and I've killed 300 people. That's what I have based
300
off of.
Confirmed kills.
Yeah, that's a pretty good one. Sometimes people take that seriously, too, which is even better.
I fell for it the first time I read it. I fell for it the first time I read it for like about the first three sentences, and then I realized, oh, wait a minute, it's a troll.
Were you like, who is this guy?
I was about ready to respond to it, like, what the fuck is wrong with you? I was like, oh, never mind. God damn it. I lose. I lost the game.
Yeah. So I put up a plug on the Declined Estate Facebook page to remind people about the Liberty Classroom offer.
I was about to mention to do that, so yeah. You're a good psychic.
I'm on top of it.
You could be an Economic Central planner because you knew what I valued.
I'm very good at Economic Central planning, you see, because I spent a lot of time playing Civilization 5. So I'm
a SimCity pro.
Yeah.
But I'm great at hiking taxes up to 20%.
The problem with SimCity, though, is when you need more funds in SimCity, you can't go and attack and steal from other cities. At least
you also can't just borrow the money willy-nilly and print it.
Yeah, or starve your population to reduce your costs. You know, those are all options.
You can't. Instead of five. So the trick is you can basically give no fire protection, though. That's a good solution.
Oh, 999 plan.
I'm just gonna let you know I'm heading out. There's a party I'm going to.
Fair enough, Zom.
Awesome.
Have See you.
Spread the good word at the party.
Apparently,
tell them about Liberty Classroom.
Actually, might hit it off. There's this girl who's in town on break from Auburn University. She's a political science major, and I understand she's libertarian. So this might go off well.
Ooh, yeah. Give her the code.
Guess
for Liberty Classroom.
Guess who I talked to tonight?
Aha!
Yeah, he talked to Eternal and Quash.
And there's one guy who I think has been to Auburn a couple times. You might have heard of him. All right, guys. Well, I'm out of here.
Good luck.
Yeah, good luck, man. Take care. That was really fun. I was feeling really... So I took a nap before this cast because I was just feeling out of it and just tired. I was like, oh, man, I really want to do a show. And I'm so glad we finally got around to having him on the show. It's so fun. And now I'm not going to be able to sleep because I took a nap. So there goes my sleep schedule.
Oh, well. I don't know. You could just drink more. You would sleep.
Wait, I need a reason to drink more?
So, Ron, you had something happen to your nose.
Well, he's Michael Jackson. Accusing me of getting a nose job.
Well, I didn't say you got a nose job. I said something happened to your nose. I was curious.
Well, it could actually be construed as a nose job in a manner of speaking. Not really. More on the inside. Apparently, they call it a nasal septoplasty. And all I know is that I can actually breathe through both nostrils right now, which is kind of cool. It's kind of new.
Oh.
I thought that was where they combined both nostrils in the one super nostril.
That would be so badass if they would actually do that.
Like a mono nostril?
Bizarro mode for surgery. I should come conscious again and be like, okay, bizarro mode, do something crazy.
Hey, I've seen pictures of a lot of body modifications, but I've never seen a mono nostril. that would be weird.
Traps do it all the time. It's cool.
But really? Not in a stroll.
Do, 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 do.
But not in a stroll.
Liberty Classroom, I'm looking at the website now. Liberty Classroom, they've got a 20 course series on logic.
Logic is useful.
I've heard it's useful. I heard Iran came up with it.
I'm going to post about the discount on the anarcho-capitalism subreddit.
Yeah, no. Obviously, if he's doing, he's making profit, so the more people use it, the better.
Yeah, but he said it was for the show listeners, though. I don't know.
They're all show listeners.
Our audience is intended for Reddit.
I think we should respect his generosity enough.
We should tell them to come and listen to the, I guess, archive recording, or like check out our Facebook or something. Like, if you like our Facebook, then you could, we have a special offer for you or something. That would
tell
be good.
Them, yeah, I say yeah, that Tom listen. Woods made a special offer, a special discount offer on, you know, during the show.
Yeah.
Well, wouldn't that have to wait until we have it in the archive then?
Well, if we have, yeah, we'd have to wait until we get it in the archive for it to be just listed to the archive, but.
The other thing too is he said it would only be valid for like a day, so.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you go like our Facebook page or something, then you'll get, because you'll be able to see the post there, but you won't see it until you go to the Facebook page. So you have to like go and you're on the Facebook page, you might also like it.
That is a valid way of doing it.
Yeah.
That's clever.
Yeah. So let's do that.
Do you want me to post that, or should somebody else?
Yeah, go ahead. You can do it.
Okay.
I trust you because I don't even know what our Facebook page is. I don't get involved with the social media at all. I'm not even... I think I haven't liked our Facebook page.
Really?
Which is really bad.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know, man. I just, like, don't use Facebook.
Oh.
Eternal hates freedom.
It's true. And children. Actually, no. I like children. They're delicious.
Sexually?
No. No, I don't.
Too far.
I've never had logic in, like, a philosophical context. Wonder who teaches this. Hold on.
I can't wait. David Fried next week? Ooh, it's going to be fun.
You know, I just thought of something.
Yeah.
It would be possible for one person to like it on Facebook and then type in the coupon code on the subreddit.
Well,
and be like, this is the coupon code.
It's also possible for people to do all sorts of horrible things, but
I'm not saying it's horrible. I'm just saying, like, I don't know what I'm saying.
Well, it's not horrible. The whole point is that if he's discounting, he's still making profit off of people signing up at all, even if it with the discount. So yeah, the more people that sign up, the better.
That's why I want to spread the word.
Yeah. So yeah.
Yeah.
Because he's not Microsoft. He's not selling Xboxes for a loss and making it up by overcharging for shitty games. Fucking Microsoft. I think Google should release a console, but instead of it being like a console, it's just you don't have controllers or anything. You just put on the Google glasses and you just have like a Wiimote kind of thing. And you just completely virtual reality.
I zoned out of this conversation and I came back in and Eternal was talking about Google glasses and Wiimotes.
I haven't even had any alcohol yet, so yeah.
Did Jeffrey Tucker like us?
Well, he liked me. I don't know about you.
I meant like on Facebook.
I think so.
I didn't. If he did, I didn't notice. That's awesome if he did. That's fantastic.
Again, I have no idea what goes on with Facebook. That's like...
Yeah, here he is. Jeffrey Tucker.
Should post on his wall. Should be like, yo, Jeffrey Tucker, you signed up for a Liberty classroom right now?
Hey, actually,
Maybe we
can have Jeffrey on again, and maybe he'd be willing to offer like a discount to the listeners for laissez-faire books.
Maybe.
I don't know. Do I see some kind of advertising scheme in our future?
Huh.
I don't want to make money.
No.
What are people's thoughts on having guests on for a second time? Like,
I would love to have some guests on again. I would love to have Steph on again. Well, I would like to have Stefan on all the time. He should just be a permanent host, but
an honorary decliner,
pretty much
honorary.
I would like to get Arini back on. Actually,
I want to be on the show with Arini this time around.
Wait, what did you say to us?
If we ever get Arini back on, I want to be one of the people to do that.
Oh, did you not? Were you not hosting on that show?
No, I had work that evening, if you recall.
Yeah, you. Yeah, you really like her. You knew about Arini long before.
I don't know if I like him so much as he would be a really interesting person to debate and or I don't know.
We should host a debate.
Yeah, he's an interesting guy.
What's the interest there? Because he was cool like for the short segment I talked to him, but he's super extroverted, and you get the impression he could go on forever. Like, is he someone you want to debate, or just kind of just run the
There's nothing to debate on, because I just use different premises from my arguments. So it's not so much that there will be a debate. I subscribe to his YouTube channel because I get a lot out of what he says, even though I disagree with a lot of the conclusions.
Yeah.
He forces you to think about things a little bit differently, which is nice. Well, not forces, but...
Because a lot of his opinions are based on judgment calls. Like, do you believe evidence to some degree? Does some, I guess what I call collective thinking, that he views himself as being part of this group called men. Things like that, probably, maybe also grouped by...
I heard that group has penises.
So, I mean, like, that's just not something I do, but I can't just go off and tell somebody that they're just inherently wrong because they're making an axiomatic assumption or something. Like,
yeah, I agree with Anir. We need Brian Kaplan. I want Steven Stefan. I can't...
Kinsella.
Fuck it. Okay, Kinsella. Stephanie Murphy would be great. I would like to get... what the heck ever? I want Dan D'Amico on the show. What? I want Dan.
Dan's a really cool guy. Eternal and I saw him at a Students for Liberty conference in D.C.
That shit's coming up pretty soon. February. I think it's coming up in February. So, yeah. Anybody who's a student, fucking do that. Like, go to the Students for Liberty conference. I will post... Well, I shouldn't say this, like, everybody. Maybe not if you're a listener. I don't know you that well, but you host. Like, if you're a listener, go. If you're a host, I will fucking post you up in my apartment if you want and just drive you back and forth.
Yeah.
In D.C. is where they have it.
It's very cool. And if any... That conference gave me, like, such incredible hope for the Liberty Movement when I went.
You can... Hold on. Let me find the website here.
It's... So... Like, the deal is, it kind of, like, parades around as being a regular old establishment sounding, like, Liberty organization, and most of the talks and such were on, like, you know, some tame libertarian issues, but, like, a solid majority of people were actually ANCAPs.
Hmm. Dude, I looked at, we started off the entire, like, multi-day event by a guy going up there and dropping anarchy. He dropped the A-bomb.
Yeah, and it got cheers.
Huge cheers. People loved it. I cheered. And we had Peter Thiel came and spoke.
Who? That's another interesting guy.
He's a really smart guy. Like, you just listen to him, you know there's a lot going on there. Also, he's got money.
Yeah, and Aniran's saying in producer chat here that he's resisted the label anarchist. And I absolutely understand why, but I do... whether that's a good thing or not, it's representative of people thinking for themselves,
I think. I have an idea. See, the problem is, yeah, anarchist been used. We know what hasn't been used is the Ron Swansonized version, manarchist. Because we are real men.
Real men capitalized like Arini does in his blogs. LOL. Okay, like a whole like two people are gonna understand what I was just referencing, but
I'm not even two people. I just weigh as much as two people. Dat fat ass.
Arini probably would come on again. Oh, we need to get Fringe Elements.
Fringe Elements. Fuck yeah.
Yes.
Fringe is another one of those guys. Like, I don't know about his conclusions. I don't care that much about his conclusions, but he's a good thinker and he's really interesting.
I'm trying to find this the International Students for Liberty conference thing. I just can't. Here it is.
I get emails from SFL all the time.
Ah, here it is. Okay, so I'm gonna link it here and I'll link it in the... actually, hopefully someone can post it up in the Decline FM chat if there's people there who are interested.
Yes, Lord knows if there are actually people still listening.
I wouldn't listen to me either.
Yep, nope.
Oh, there's some people here.
Oh, great.
We got... I don't know if they're listening. They might just be chatting and not paying attention to us.
As I said, I wouldn't listen to me either.
I listen to myself, but that's just because I'm narcissistic, so...
Yeah, so the best way... you can take... Aniran, I don't know how close you are to Metro, but I know for me, I just take orange or blue line. I'm really close to orange, but blue's not too bad. But, the Metro is so... fucking sad. They're doing construction all the time and shutting down lines all over the place. It's a disaster. So I hope they have that stuff fixed by February.
Good luck.
Yeah, fucking state.
You're talking about the Metro doing anything.
Well, the DC Metro, like, it's useful. It's really useful. It's a little expensive, but it's really useful. Except for the fact that it doesn't work. Like, they have so many problems. It's just so badly managed.
You don't say.
I don't know. Yeah, the escalators go sideways and even they don't work right at all.
So they go sideways, so it's like an Escher painting
inside
of the Metro.
That's like ANCAP escalators, like super efficient use of space. Just put them on the ceiling, put them on the floors, put them on the walls. Escalators, escalators.
Some of them shred status.
Dealing the problem with scarce space.
Indeed.
Hey guys, William Toby Houston likes Decline to State. So if you're listening, William Toby Houston, thank you for liking us.
I think Tom sent us like codes. Four new ones, yeah.
We've also got Sterling Walsh III and Jeff Mulville Hill, if that's how you say it. So shout out to those guys if they're listening.
I need tacos. I think probably should wrap this up in a little bit here, and I want tacos.
So I on our Decline to State subreddit, I posted a link to our Facebook page, and I said like the Decline to State Facebook and see the libertyclassroom.com coupon.
People are subbed to that. We'll see it. I was surprised, Ron. You posted about your surgery. It had like the most upvotes of anything on that subreddit. People love you.
They like his nose getting reassembled. Yeah,
that's true. He's like Michael Jackson. We're like the Jackson 5, and he's Michael Jackson.
No, you're just ignorant.
Look at me. I'm a little girl.
Where did Ron post about his
on the
his magical journey? Oh, okay.
Yeah, that subreddit. No, you're just ignorant. All right, yeah. So I think let's wrap this up here. Been on for almost 2 hours, getting close. Yeah, it's been a great time.
I gotta get up early, so yep.
I gotta get tacos because
really,
it's an even more pressing demand than getting up for work is tacos.
Sure.
And we're not in Ancapistan voluntarity issue, whatever the fiends call it. I can't remember whatever.
Lib pair.
That's what the fiends call it.
Pairs.
Yes. So we don't have taco copters. We would have taco drones, right?
You know, here's the thing everyone's missing. Everyone's focusing on the taco drones, which is great. But the important thing is we would have crocodile drones and maybe even hooker drones that would like drop off a hooker and she would parachute down onto your lawn and she would have like a package of crocodile with her.
This is awesome.
The drone would be GPS guided, okay, with an encryption so that nobody can like hack it and find your house unless they were like following the drone around. which would be a pain in the ass.
It'd be stealth, too. It'd be a stealth drone, of course.
Yeah.
See, this, would is, be what, a high this altitude, is what is possible.
High altitude drone.
Well, she'd have to have, like, oxygen for that.
It's okay. It's a free market. We can do whatever we want.
The free market will produce oxygen hookers that don't need oxygen.
That's hey, true. Do you guys want to call into Adam versus the Man? Derek just posted the number on my Facebook page.
Yes. Yes. Let's do this. Skype can I go in. With Skype? Okay. Yeah. Hold on. Let's do this.
What are we going to say?
We're just going to, I don't know.
It doesn't matter what we around. Say.
There's the number.
Oh my God. Yes.
All right. So how do I do this? Is that a Skype number or is that a phone number? Because we can't make calls I think that's to Skype. We can only make calls to Skype numbers, I think.
Oh, okay.
With our Skype.
Do you have a paid account?
No. We have $0 in our account. I'm looking at it right now.
I can kind of... I could theoretically give you access to my Google Voice and then you could patch it in, but I also have like... I have the dual layer security thing, so we'd have to like put in an application password and the phone numbers and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, sounds like
it's
work.
A pain, but I asked Derek if he has a Skype, so we'll see what he says.
Can we troll?
If they take Skype, then we can call in.
Should we just have one person troll and everybody else
Steph
just be quiet?
Is off their show now because I see him online, yeah. So he's not on their show anymore.
Yeah.
But
if we're going to call in, I should listen to like 5 minutes of their show or something, figure out what they're talking
loading
about.
It up.
What the hell was your wife thinking?
We just get Quash to call and just do Bizarro Quash.
Do Bizarro Quash with the Navy SEAL troll.
Oh my God.
What the fuck did you just call me, you little bitch?
Wait, find me the tags. I'll practice. Of course, I'll kill my voice if I do the Navy SEAL.
The Skype for the show is Adam versus the Man.
No, I meant where's the copy pasta for that Navy SEAL guy?
Oh, you just gotta Google it.
Yeah,
that's the Skype.
Yeah,
huh? I actually don't want to troll as the thing. I like.
I just want to call in.
We're not
like,
gonna
hey,
troll. We're just gonna be like, hey, this is Declined Estate, and we're randomly calling.
Yeah, pretty much. Be like, hey, what's up? We just had Tom Woods on.
How do I get to his show? It's like not linked on his front page.
I'll give you the link. It's kind of, you have to kind of go around.
Oh, is it his Ustream?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I see it.
I mean, they're going to see that we're calling from Declined Estate, so it should be pretty yeah. obvious.
We'll do it anyway and see what happens.
What the fuck did you just say about okay. me, you little bitch?
They're going to see that we're calling from Declined Estate, so we're able to talk about my
actions in the rock that are
incredibly empowering, getting over my issues with post-traumatic stress disorder.
Right now, Adam's talking about his post-traumatic stress experiences.
I can't troll that.
We're not trolling. We're just, you know, calling in to say hi. Yeah.
Yeah, we're just saying hi.
The only one that I really took was the Xanax, which is...
It'll be a good... This will be a good, like...
Dude,
this is like
you,
a,
should, you should talk about... oh, wait, you probably shouldn't talk about shrooms, but...
This is like a PR opportunity, guys.
My body, that doesn't make sense. I went in for help because I was having trouble sleeping. So the Xanax... Because
we'll be like, hey, this is Declined Estate, and...
I used that for a little while.
Derek said we could call.
It was effective. Like, you know when you're on Xanax. Like, you take a Xanax and you're weak. Like, you feel it. It's a good feeling. It's like a chemical...
We're not going to take over. I don't think any of us want to take over their show.
Yeah, that's what a lot of kids at my school would abuse.
Yeah, and it's. I can see how for some people it would be fun. Those things don't really agree with me. I'm a drug snob. Like I really am.
Is that the contact request? I don't know if we'll see.
I do not.
Guys, can you think of something to say before calling in? Like
human beings, but you know.
Well, I'm.
Reflects poorly on us if we don't have something constructive to say.
Okay, well, I haven't had my contact.
I'm talking to Derek on Facebook right now, so let's see what's going on before we call in.
Yeah, just talking with him on Facebook, no biggie. Oh my God, did you post that as a blog yet? Post it and publish it now. Okay, yeah, post it to RANCAP and Austrian Economics and. You get banned from Austrian Economics for posting that, but you should do it anyway.
Also getting to the point where when I needed it, be able to smoke a lower amount.
It's worth doing. It's worth doing just because it's so funny.
I want it more effectively when I need it to deal with, you know, I think I pretty much have it.
Toast City has audio issues and stuff. You, how about this? Like, wrong, if you want to call in,
but, you know, I can associate it.
Go ahead.
This is what they would call disassociation.
I'm going to shut down the studio and everything. We're call it a night and... I'm gonna get some tacos.
Like, it's not more than within. The
okay. Yeah. Well, I guess it's just
so
me then, huh?
Like someone would take.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
But you can name drop that we just had Tom was on DCS and that good stuff.
I'll just call as me and fully legal. The reason why Derek posted on my thing is because I said it was pretty cool that Like, for the first time I've ever known of, there's two, like, voluntarism podcasts competing for audience on, like, the same night. And, like, when has this ever happened? You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a really nice thing to point out, actually.
Like, even this is fantastic. There's, like, there's competition now.
That's right. That means we got to get better.
That's a perfect thing to say, yeah.
But right now, Adam is talking about drugs and PTSD and stuff. So I don't know. It'd be kind of hard to slip into that. I've got some time, so you know, we'll see.
Yeah, it's just that like drugs have helped me get through some anxiety issues, but I don't really want to talk about that on something that's recorded.
Too much marijuana can make talk therapy ineffective because you're too damn stoned to get effect. But for some people,
but all right then, I'm gonna sign up.